From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The rescue capsules have been tested and final preparations are underway for efforts to hoist 33 men out of the mine in Chile, where they've been trapped for more than 2 months now. Chile's mining minister, Lawrence Goldborn, says the men are eager and ready.
Everybody is in good shape and also in good emotional state.
Annie Murphy reports the rescue operation is set to begin late tonight or early tomorrow, with the men to be hoisted one by one in the rescue capsule.
The trip will take about 20 to 30 minutes. The men will wear special clothing and sunglasses. Prior to their trip to the surface, they'll be fed a liquid diet. The capsule could spin, and NASA suggested the diet to help avoid any nausea. Once on the surface, the men will be greeted by two family members each and taken care of in on-site medical facilities. They'll then be flown by helicopter to a hospital in nearby Copiapó, where they'll be treated and observed for at least 2 days. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in Copiapó, Chile.
Some top economic analysts have lowered their forecast for growth in the U.S. economy this year to a modest 2.6%, with the same expected next year. And the report by the National Association of Business Economics also foresees ongoing high unemployment rates. Richard Wobbekind is the incoming president of the group.
When I talk to people and tell them the recession is officially over, everybody tells me it's going to be over when there's jobs. And this forecast certainly doesn't show tremendous job growth until the latter part of the year.
The year being 2011, the report foresees a slow rebound in hiring next year. One of the nation's most hotly contested Senate contests is in Kentucky. Republican Rand Paul stepping up his effort to make President Obama the key focus of the race, while Democrat Jack Conway is criticizing his Tea Party-backed opponent for his stance on civil rights and workplace safety. Sherry Lawson, a member station WNKU, reports the two faced off in a debate last evening.
Rand Paul is an eye doctor who's never held office before, a fact that he embraces. Jack Conway is Kentucky's attorney general, running with support from Democrats such as former President Bill Clinton. During the hour-long televised debate, Conway challenged Paul on his statement that he would do away with the Federal Department of Education.
I bet if I were to ask the audience here tonight, or you at home, to raise your hands if you know someone who's furthered their education with a Pell Grant, I bet many of you would raise your hands.
Paul commented that although No Child Left Behind was a Republican initiative, it was a huge mistake. He says he wants to return control of schools to local communities. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Highland Heights, Kentucky.
Public sector workers are staging another one-day strike in France today to protest government changes to retirement rules. The walkout has affected public transportation, schools, and even some tourist destinations such as the Eiffel Tower, which has been shut down. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. Analysts say traders taking a cautious stance before Federal Reserve releases last month's meeting of Fed policymakers. Details, the Dow currently down 90 points. This is NPR News. A congressional panel hears testimony in Southern California today to examine the response to last year's deadly forest fire near Los Angeles. Steve Julian, a member station KPCC, says the focus may be on a U.S. Forestry Service memo written shortly before the blaze broke out, urging supervisors to hold down costs.
When an arsonist ignited the station fire a year ago August, it remained small overnight. Fire commanders called for an aerial assault to begin at 7 the next morning, but the aircraft didn't arrive until about 9, giving the fire the time it needed to rage out of control. It burned for 6 weeks and killed two firefighters. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, whose district includes part of the Angeles National Forest, has called witnesses to answer, among other questions, whether the federal government was more interested in saving money than getting air crews overhead. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
The San Francisco Giants are headed to the National League Championship Series after downing the Atlanta Braves 3-2 last night. The game was the final one for Braves manager Bobby Cox. He's retiring after 29 years as a major league manager, most of them with the Braves. Cox became tearful as he spoke of taking his uniform off for the last time.
I've been emotional and when we've gotten beat in the World Series, and it feels the same. It doesn't feel like this is the last time I put it on, but it certainly is, and I won't put it on again.
Cox was honored after the game by Giants fans and by the Giants players, who paused in their celebration after the game to face the Braves dugout and tip their caps to Cox. Cox came out of the Braves dugout to acknowledge the gesture. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for